Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And happy Mother's Day, again, by the way. Our text for today is the epistle reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. And he calls us a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then he says, yearn for the pure spiritual milk to make you wise for to lead you to salvation. Pure spiritual milk. But what is this royal priesthood business? I don't know if your mother read you fairy tales when you were young. My mom did. And one of my sister's favorite, wasn't my favorite, but one of my sister's favorite fairy tales was The Princess and the Pea. You know that one? So there's this prince who's ready to get married, and he's looking for the perfect combination of beauty and wisdom in a princess. That's what he needs. But he can't find it in the kingdom. Where is this princess with beauty and wisdom? Well, it's a problem. But one night, it's raining hard, there's a storm outside, and a knock comes at the castle door. Sure enough, it's a young woman. And she's all bedraggled and looking horrible, you know. She's been rained on, right? But she claims she's a princess. And then after she has tidied up a little bit, well, she looks like a princess. And the prince gets to talking with her, and she's got some wisdom too. A combination of beauty and wisdom. Here it is. But is she a real princess? Well, do you remember what his mother did? The test that she devised to tell whether she was a real princess or not? She piled up 20 mattresses and then 20 quilts on the bed for this princess to sleep in. And then she inserted a tiny little small dry pea right in the slats underneath the stack of mattresses and quilts. And she said, if she's a real princess, she'll be able to feel a pea. And sure enough, in the morning, this poor girl had spent a sleepless night not being able to sleep because of this little pea under the 20 mattresses and 20 quilts. Aha! She's a real princess, not just any princess, a real princess. And the prince could marry her. And they lived what? Happily ever after. Right. Okay. Well, Peter says, you and I are royal too. You and I are collectively a princess as the church who gets married to. We are the bride of Christ, as it says in Revelation chapter 5. Well, we are called a royal priesthood. We're royal people who have a mission too. A mission to explain to others the central message of the Scriptures, which is who Jesus is, who our Prince is. But life is not a fairy tale. We live in a world that is a little different from a fairy tale. And there are problems bigger than a pea. But the Lord gives us a test, a sensitivity test. And it's not a test, you pass the test and you go to heaven. No, it's a test for our benefit. A test whether we can feel the small dry pea in our lives. What is that small dry pea? It's truth. Can you detect the truth in your life? what real truth is in this world that we live in, which is piled high with 20 mattresses of lies and deceit, and 20 quilts of hypocrisy on top of that. Hypocrisy is really just lying to yourself and other people too about who you are and what you've done. In our public square these days, we even have a category of news called fake news. It's so fake. It's just made up. Just made up to draw attention, to draw internet clicks or TV watchers, I guess. We don't even bother whether it's true to report it. Well, how about in your own life? Have you ever been lied to? Mother's Day question. Have you ever lied to your mother? You don't need to answer. We had confession earlier. She knows the answer to that question too. Just like God knows the answer to the question, have you ever lied? We live in a world of malice that's so bad that it causes us to intentionally tell stories about other people in our lives. What good does that do? It doesn't do any good. Maybe it makes us feel better because that person, therefore, is worse than me. Slander. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. A person that I don't like at work, whose work isn't as good as mine, or whose work is better than mine, if I say something about him, well, maybe that'll take him down a peg. A person that I'm jealous about, the person who always thinks she's a princess and isn't a real one, well, maybe if I dish some details about her, I'll take her down a peg. And me, by being the one who gives out all that salacious information, well, maybe I'm a little bit more important in other people's eyes because they think I've got the information. You see how those little seeds of deceit can grow and bear bad fruit. But where is the kernel of truth? Where is the kernel of truth in our lives? Can you feel it? That small dry pea that's under the 20 quilts and the 20 mattresses of lies and deceit, that small dry pea is the truth of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way to God the Father, the only way to salvation. I am the truth. I tell you the truth. And sometimes it hurts, like when your mother says, I'm going to pick on Evan. Like when your mother says to you, Jeff, I won't pick on you. Jeff, you didn't pick up your clothes. Or Jeff, when you said you were going to get home at 10 o'clock and you didn't get home at 10 and snuck in at 11, I knew. Or maybe something more serious than that. That kind of truth hurts. But it is the truth, isn't it? Can you feel that? And there's another truth that Jesus speaks to us too. And this is the truth that I hope you never forget. And you need to hear this truth. Because Jesus says to you, I know. I know that lie that you're living. I know it. I know that lie that you don't want to admit to your mother, even though she loves you. And your mother will continue to love you even after you admit it to her. And Jesus will too. And if you do not admit it to your mother, whatever it is, maybe you can't admit it to your mother anymore because she's gone. You can admit it to Jesus because he already knows it. And what he says to you is, I forgive it. I forgive you. You cannot miss this truth. This is the kernel of truth in all our lives. This is the kernel of truth, that small dry pea that changes your life. Because now you know where you're going. You know where you've been. Now you know where you're going. Now you've got a purpose in your life. Something to live for. Someone to live for. Someone who offers you grace and forgiveness and life and salvation, eternal life. The one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the kernel of truth. Can you feel it? In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to rise.